Welcome to the ES Arcade with Emmanuel, Sean, and Randy. Join us as we talk about the general nerdy pop culture that is video games, movies, comic books, and all that other madness. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started.
USA!
Arcadians! How's it going, man? Randy King's here, excuse me. It has been a bit. We're actually doing, I guess we're down to the every 2 weeks of this recording is happening. As we've mentioned before, there is a lot of stuff changing on our personal lives. Well, me, not so much. But Sean Vander, as you can tell, he's not here. He's actually in the process of, I guess he's now moved out from the East Bay up to Sacramento. He's got a place out there now. He had to move out from his place here in the East Bay. And he actually started a new job, which is really awesome. Now you're wondering why you haven't heard him yet, because usually he'll I won't say groan, but he does make a noise before we start. Oh, excuse me. I just missed the show. But yeah, he's not here. I'm sure he misses you all and wishes he could be on here. So I'm just doing this show solo. I'm doing this on my own, just a little bit. It's going to be not too long because, what I'm really doing is giving Sean Vander a chance to jump in into our Zoom meeting to record this audio, but he hasn't done it yet. So I am just holding on. Maybe he'll show up. But if not, I'm just going to sit here and start the show on my own. So yeah, it's Randy Kings and you've come into the ES Arcade and we're going to sit here and have a good time. A lot of stuff's happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, we're not going to get into everything. They're going to talk about some of the stuff. Obviously, we want to give Sean Vander a chance maybe to come in. But there are some things that I'm really excited about because of just, how it's played out. First of all, obviously, we want to talk about some of the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks. Like, early on, we got, Nintendo Direct, new movie trailers, new game announcements, new show announcement, all kinds of stuff. The first thing I do want to mention is, if you don't know, I am a fairly big fan of Futurama. I remember watching Futurama. I actually was watching it when it first came out. I'm one of those people who watched it when it was on Fox on every day. They kept switching it because I think it started on Tuesdays and Sundays and all those other different times, and would catch reruns of it on Adult Swim, which would then also air on TBS in the mornings. And my wife, when we were dating, we would watch that in the mornings. And it was our favorite thing for Adult Swim and whatnot. But they've announced that, they're back, baby, as Bender would say. On Variety.com, it was announced Futurama revival ordered to Hulu with multiple original cast members returning. Now, what does that mean? They didn't say the entire cast. They said multiple cast members. Well, apparently the only holdout right now is, unfortunately, John DiMaggio. If you don't know John DiMaggio, he's actually the voice of Bender. And is that terrible that it's only him? That he only does that one voice? From memory, it serves me right. He may have done other voices, but not as many as other cast members who play multiple characters. But yeah, he is the voice of Bender, and apparently he's the only holdout. The article starts, "Good news, everyone! Futurama is being revived at Hulu." Variety goes on to say, has learned that the streaming service has ordered 20 new episodes of the adult animated sci-fi comedy series. The revival hails from David X. Cohen and Matt Groening. Those are the actual showrunners. As the article says, Cohen developed the original series with Groening, the series creator. Now, the original series cast members include Billy West, Katie Sagal, Tress MacNeille, Maurice LaMarche, Lauren Tom, Phil LaMarr, and Dave Herman will all return. John DiMaggio, as I mentioned before, who is the voice of Bender and several minor characters, I guess I'm wrong on that, but yeah, minor, is not currently attached. According to an individual with knowledge of the project, the producers are hopeful DiMaggio will return. Should that not happen, Bender will be recast, which in voiceover, it's not hard to do that. I mean, it is rough. I will say it's hard to listen to, for me as a Transformers guy, to hear anyone but Peter Cullen as the voice of Optimus Prime. That's not to say there aren't good voice actors of Optimus Prime or anyone who isn't good at doing Peter Cullen's version about this rhyme. But did not hear Bender, and they're actually texted my nieces, who I got into Futurama. I told them, yeah, everyone's back, except for John DiMaggio, who plays Bender. They immediately said, I almost don't want to watch the series without him in there, which I understand that sentiment. But at the same time, you can't punish the entire show because one person, you know, for whatever reason, decided not to be there. Now, the article does also state, though DiMaggio did not initially make a statement about the revival, he did retweet several posts in other which others expressed their desire for him to return. John DiMaggio needs to come back as Bender, or this isn't good news, everyone. One retweet read, while another simply said, come on, pay the man. Now, later Wednesday afternoon, DiMaggio did provide an update through his Twitter, thanking fans for their concern and promising to keep people posted on his potential involvement in the project. Now, that's pretty much it. Now, the series is expected to come back or to start on 2023. I don't know when that will be. This is like their fourth time, because this show's been canceled quite a bit, actually. Canceled, moved to saved by a cable network to then be also saved by another cable network and then brought back. And I actually, it was on Netflix, but then moved to Hulu. So yeah, you can watch the entire series, including those straight to DVD or straight to home video movies, which are for the most part really good. I just recommend you watch the first one and then the last one. Those are awesome. Let's see. Oh, and then I want to read this last part. The article goes on to say that gets to talk to David X. Cohen, who's one of the showrunners of the series, says, I'm thrilled to have another chance to think about the future, or really anything other than the present, said Cohen. Now, it's a true honor to announce the triumphant return of Futurama one more time before we get canceled abruptly again, added Groening. Now, the funny thing about that is there is an interview that David X. Cohen did about how when the show ended, like I think it was on season 10, he did a whole thing where when they ended the series, answered Q&A, and then basically talked about how he is done with the series, because he did a lot. He was there for the multiple times it was canceled, and then basically said he would love the series to come back, but with him not running it, which I'm like, I get it, because you've watched this, you're basically this person keep falling, or you're this thing you created keep, you know, rising up and then being told to fall down and whatnot, and it's not great. But he came back, which I'm very surprised by. He's the one person I was like, nah, he's not doing this again. And yet he's back. So if you don't know what Futurama is, first of all, you're missing out, guys. It's a really fun, smart show. It's a both smart and dumb show, because they make funny, like a lot of the, if you were wondering how come at one point if you watched The Simpsons a long time and wondered, hey, how come it's not as good? Well, because a lot of those writers went to Futurama. They went to Futurama. They made heartfelt show episodes that were both smart and, like, dumb. And then they also did amazing science stuff, because they have people who are, like, physicists in different fields and are, like, experts, actually credited, educated people who, you know their science stuff. But also threw in a lot of sci-fi pop culture stuff. Like, I think, you know, people from Star Trek and Star Wars were in this. They referenced, you know, different robots from older times. I mean, they talk about the Jedi at one point. So it's exciting to see. I'm hopeful that it will be a good series. I'm going to give the team behind it at least 4 episode pass of, like, not great stuff, but yeah. So it's exciting, super awesome. Futurama, we're back. Basically Futurama, it's a series of a guy named Philip J. Fry, who is a pizza delivery guy who falls into a cryogenic freezer on 1999 and then gets woken up in the year 3000. And then, you know, they progressively go from there. Unlike the other animated series, they actually do progress through time. Like, they are different years. Like, there is a point where they actually call out the episode, was it the election 3012 or 3012. So, yeah, excited. I'm really excited about Futurama. Super good. Anyway, let's see. And see, what else we got here? We got a bunch of stuff that happened around here. So let's see. All right. So we talked about this series before. We talked about video games in all its forms. And we try and, you know, be cool about things when it's like, oh, yeah, we have a new game system or a new platform or a new whatever it is. And, you know, for me at least, I try and give things a chance because you never know what's going to be good. I mean, who knew that the Wii would be an amazing system for all ages? I mean, not everything is a banger as far as gameplay or looks or graphics, but the sheer immersion of it was good. So yeah, who knew that was going to happen? I mean, obviously Nintendo, they rolled the dice and they said, hell yeah, we got this. Well, not saying now, we're going to talk about something really cool. Now, we've talked about Google Stadia, which I know some people have gotten into. I looked at it, and we talked about it on the show multiple times when it was coming up in development, and it is not doing well because it is not what they wanted it to be, obviously, Google. So according, we're looking at the article from Kotaku. It says, Google quietly ditching Stadia. The service has been demoted within Google and will instead power experiences for other companies. Okay. So the article goes on to say, bad news for all Google or for all Stadians. Oh, that's a cool name out there. A new report claims Google is trying to salvage the Stadia streaming service by not focusing on video games, but instead looking to make deals with companies like Peloton to create playable experiences and online demos. So the article has, goes on to say, as spotted by The Verge, the news comes with the Business Insider report published yesterday in which which paints a not-so-happy ending for Stadia. The service has apparently been demoted within Google, and Stadia boss Phil Harrison now reporting to Google's vice president of subscription services instead of directly to Google's hardware boss, Rick Osterloh. According to the report, this is characterized by insiders as a demotion for the entire Stadia service following the disappointing sales and performing far below Google's expectations. Now, if you've used Google Stadia and you enjoy it, good for you, man. You're lucky. You've got a great experience. Even if it's not, the service itself is not doing great. I know that it's hard because it is a streaming service as far as like the gaming experience, and not everybody can do it well. Other companies are starting to get out there and doing okay. I just don't think that Google, maybe they don't have the tough enough skin to get through it. As far as like, you know, the investment and whatnot. But to say that it's not a success, I mean, that's accurate. I will say it's accurate. There is something to be said, though, of having it come to or connected to other hardware and other experiences. Like that idea of having come with Peloton, so you can now create, like, instead of you just riding your bike through, of course, they can build a thing where you can now gamify your exercise even more through the Peloton. If you don't know what a Peloton is, it's an exercise bike that's got all these bells and whistles and a service subscription service that's added onto it where you can get, like, you know, you literally stream your gym experience or your riding experience to a screen on through your Peloton exercise bike. Now, according to the article goes on to say, according to current and former Google Stadia employees, there are some folks who still believe in the dream of playing stuff like Cyberpunk 2077 on your phone, but one person who spoke to Business Insider estimated that only about 20% of the focus now at Stadia has been the gaming side. So yeah, it looks like they're ditching the gaming experience part of the Stadia service and going to move it towards, you know, other means of using the server, like other ways they use the platform, like I mentioned through Google Stadia or through the Peloton. Let's see what else is there. But yeah, I mean, you can find this article on Kotaku. Just look up the Google Stadia, and it's unfortunate because there are, you know, obviously it comes down to is they have this service. It's expensive. It required, for the high-end games, required you to have very fast internet, no interruptions. It's a big swing, though, because they wanted you to be able to play on any platform, any device, your smartphone, your TV, your smart, whatever it is. Yeah, anything you want to be able to play on. And yeah, so, I mean, if you have it, enjoy it while you can, but it's a good chance that you're going to be using it for, there's going to be other commercial or other companies out there that other consumer products that might be using the service instead of, you know, focusing on gaming. So yeah, that sucks for that. Let's see here. Well, yeah. I don't know, folks. I really hope you're enjoying this. I know it's weird because I've actually haven't done a show by myself, literally by myself, alone, ever. So this is you know, it's interesting to me. now, I don't know if you guys seen anything else on here. I don't know if you're, for people who are going to watch our video, my Zoom background is actually the X-Men Legends figure set. That's actually after the X-Men Volume 2 comic book. I'm going to step away so you can actually see it. That's really dope because you can see, you know, Magneto and standing there just like a baller getting hit by Optic Blast while Wolverine and the rest of and Cyclops and Colossus and Psylocke just wait to try and wail on him. Okay, maybe they're not going to wail on him. But the reason why I'm excited for that, where I bring that up, is because, well, there is the new X-Men series coming. Let's see here. It's the get of X-Men 97, or yeah, is coming. And we've talked a little bit about it before, but they actually is coming to Disney Plus, and they actually referred, they actually are announcing more things about this show, where they're going to have as much of the DNA of the series as possible. Let's see here. Hold on. Sorry. I'm like so late on this. Aha. All right. So the article I have here is actually coming from Nerdist.com. The X-Men series, which I loved so much growing up. And the part that got me is there when it got into syndication. I would watch it in mornings before school started. They actually had a alternate ending intro credits where they showed the Japanese version of this cartoon series, which was literally just the same thing, but with, you know, Japanese voices, and they altered the introduction where it was all like anime style, which I'm assuming was kind of a messed up move. You can find it online because it is not the same artwork. It's like they have the Japanese anime intro where they showed the Brood, they had all these Omega Red, but it did not look like what the American cartoon looked like. So it was weird because you see an intro for one series and it's a totally different thing when you look at the real show. But anyway, I love the outro for that, seeing it, because it was kind of dope to see the American syndication of that did, where you played the outro music, the American outro music with that anime intro. So it was pretty cool. But anyway, so on Nerdist.com, X-Men 90s, they say that X-Men 97 will pick up from the original series finale, which was kind of messed up. Like, all these not great things happened. Like, Professor X ended up leaving the X-Men. Magneto became the lead, which, you know, was par for the course. Magneto joins the squad. But yeah, the article will talk about the series, and it's expected to come out in 2023 with all new episodes. The article, you know, is on Nerdist.com by Kyle Anderson. Now, the article starts, for many, many 90s kids, Fox's X-Men, the animated series, otherwise known as X-Men, was their introduction to the universe of Marvel's Merry Mutants. And even if they read the comics prior to the series premiere in 1992, it's probably the 90s era costumes. Oh, all that yellow and blue, and all the ones deeply embedded in their minds. Though X-Men has changed over time, it is still that original animated series that speaks to the most people, and that is, of course, why Disney Plus has decided to bring it back in a brand new animated series follow-up called X-Men 97. Now, they actually have, like, at Marvel Studios' Twitter account actually has a photo of it for Disney Plus Day, where they showed it. It's coming next year in 2023, and it's pretty rad. I mean, sure, some people might think it might not hold up well. I think it's pretty awesome. I've watched this series. They actually do have the original run on Disney Plus. I am wondering if they're going to do widescreen as opposed to the full screen, or the, you know, the 2 or 3 by 2, or that the regular aspect ratio, the not HD TV or not widescreen aspect ratio. And, you know, that we know that some of the voices are coming back, for as many as they got, and that they're going to be recasting some for this series and bring in new characters and whatnot. And so it's interesting to see. Like I said, they're going to have, actually, they talk about the cast members that are returning, and it's Cad Dodd, Lenore Zane, George Buza, Allison Seeley Smith, Chris Potter, Catherine Disher, Adrian Huff, and Christopher Britton will reprise their original roles, with others voicing entirely brand new parts. X-Men 97 will also become a number of new voice, or will also welcome a number of new voices, including Jennifer Hale, Aniwa Bauchi, Ray Chase, Matthew Watterson, J.P. Carliak, Holly Chow, Jeff Bennett, and A.J. Lakoskia. I apologize if I messed up any of those names. They actually don't show who all these characters will be. But yeah, you can find all that information online. I'm just really juiced about this because I love this X-Men series. I thought it was really cool that they showed him in there. Although it did make me wonder, because it showed them, there's episodes where they're just hanging out and they have like regular street clothes. And I always laughed about how in a lot of like those hero shows, you don't see that often. You always see them in their uniform, but this is one of the shows that that had to show them like they're in the mall hanging out. Jubilee, I believe she had like the most, her outfit is the most regular outfit. That's just like her. She had like that jacket with the shorts and rollerblades and whatnot. And yeah, I can't say that I'm very excited for the show. I'm not gonna lie. I can't help it. It's super cool. I hope that it's good. I mean, obviously, the retro nostalgia is going to be up there, so you might have retro goggles on, but who knows? Who knows how it's going to be? I mean, I can't tell you if there's shows that there's cartoons that have come back that I didn't enjoy. I mean, like I said, Futurama's come back multiple times. Love the hell out of that. There's some of those new seasons had some really dope episodes, some really heartfelt episodes, some obviously very funny episodes. So, but yeah, let's see here. What else do we have new here? Oh, a little minor thing. It's such a, I just saw this and went, what the hell? Now, I am all for having cool comic book stuff. Like, I don't have a Captain America shield, I did. I have an Iron Man helmet, not a real helmet or any of the legs like that. It's a really nice replica the toy one that Hasbro released. But it's really dope. I have a lightsaber I got from Disneyland that I built. Now, I'm not baller enough to have this. I mean, no, I'm not. But somebody out there built a 1-to-1 scale Batmobile temple. And it's electric. It's an all electric. I'm on Vandarl.com. This article is about the first electric Batmobile. It is by, I'm not even going to, Nguyen Doc Chung. He made this vehicle and it is amazing. I don't know how they did this. But yeah, on this website, if you click on it, it'll actually tell you about it. Excuse me. That, is product page goes on to say that this is the first and only electric Batmobile replica by 23-year-old artist and architect Nguyen Doc Chung. More than 2 years in the making, the electric Batmobile is faster and more sustainable version of Nguyen's original gas-powered prototype. Wow, he made a gas-powered prototype. Now, it actually shows you can see the website, and it has, like, you can see it on a track. It does run. I'm assuming the thruster on the back doesn't function. But this is legit. I saw this and was like, dang. Top speed is 65 miles an hour. Ooh, excuse me. Which I honestly thought, isn't that kind of slow? At the same time, I realized it is not small by any means. I wish the photos could show a person next to it. But yeah, it does have 13-inch rims or 13-inch rims in the front and 18-inch rims in the back, obviously because it's bigger and whatnot. But yeah, it is got an electric motor, lithium-ion battery. It has one driver's seat, one passenger seat. I'm surprised it has a passenger seat, to be quite honest. And two automatic doors via remotes. And then there's four safety cameras and monitors so you can drive around and see what you're looking at. And I clicked on inquire to buy or like the clicking, you can actually, it doesn't actually say how much it costs. I can click on and you can purchase, you can put your name in and how you're interested and whatnot. And yeah, I haven't done that yet. Part of me wants to ask how much it is, but I also don't want to waste the guy's time. I have to say, this has got to be like at least six figures. I can't even bother. I can't even fathom it, but it's kind of dope. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, ooh, the tumbler. I'm actually partial to the Adam West Batmobile just because it had that really cool, you know, Art Deco-ish look. But that tumbler is baller. Baller. Let's see. So let's see here. But yeah. So, I mean, if you got money, you got stupid money to spend. I can't imagine not having that, or if I had stupid money to spend, I probably would consider it and then wonder, I'd have to find a place where I can drive it. I mean, I don't think it's street legal, to be quite honest. I don't know. I actually didn't see if there were headlights or anything. Can you imagine just driving to the corner store to get some groceries? Like, Batmobile. There you go. So, but yeah. So, let's see. So we got studying. I don't know. I think that might be it we're going to talk about for now. Because I guess Sean is not coming in. But so this will be a very short episode. I really apologize for the shortness of it. We're just, you know, trying to do what we can. But I wanted to also not leave you guys hanging. And I wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to talk to you Arcadians. Because, you know, that's what's up. I mean, all we want to do is, you know, hang out, talk about fun things, give you good... I want to give you content in general, just any content we have. And I miss you guys. So, yeah, I think this is going to be it for now. We're going to sign off. And if... Sean Vander's not coming back yet. All right, so if... I'm sorry that we couldn't give you a longer episode. We do have more topics to talk about, but I actually do want to wait to hear or see if Sean Vander can come in. And, or, you know, we might just record and add on to this. But yeah, I really appreciate it, Arcadians. I mean, you guys are super rad. We're going to try and do more things. We keep saying that. I am going to try and post more content. I do have some things coming up this weekend that I'm going to be doing. Not going to go into details. It's nothing really crazy, to be honest. It's just a killer game swap. Anyways, but yeah, killer game swap. If you are in the Bay Area and you're listening to us, thank you, first of all. High fives, bro. And if you are not busy this weekend, the Retrofix and Level Up, they are, above there, they are, or AFK XP, they are in Campbell. They're going to have a killer game swap this weekend. I believe it's on the 20th, if I'm not mistaken. You can look it up online. They are going to have different vendors there who are selling retro games, just games in general. Go and check it out. Hopefully going to get there, see some stuff, maybe talk to some people, and then record some stuff. Anyways, Arcadians, you are super rad. Thanks for listening to us. Come check us out online, and, you know, if you want to do anything else, just hit us up. But yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it. The arcade right now is is going to be for now closed.
And that was the ES Arcade. Thanks for listening. As always, we'd appreciate a like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow us on our social media at ES Arcade, that's CADE, on Facebook and Twitter, and ESR_Cade on Instagram. And hey, you can follow Randy on Twitter at Randy B. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, and Ransom01 on Instagram. I see what you did there, bud. Thanks again for listening. The arcade is officially closed. See you next time.